Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
good morning, good afternoon, and good night, you all. Thank you for coming to our test run. I'd like to introduce myself to you. My name is Marika, and I live in the Netherlands. And I'm co-hosting the show together with Sean Christie from the UK, and Alexi, he lives in America. So, and I'd like now to ask Alex to introduce himself a bit.
Hello. What I do is, for this show, I run the switchboard, and I also do a radio show with Violet Light on Wednesdays. And also what I do is I work with the Gold Ring Game to Abundance, which is more of the financial side of the Gold Ring, to try and bring abundance and prosperity to the community. And I'll let Jean take over, so go ahead.
Hi, I'm Jean Christie, and I'm a therapeutic channeler. I teach therapeutic channeling here in the UK, and we're just so looking forward to doing this beautiful show tonight and joining all the healers in the chat room to send out healing to everyone.
Okay, and now I can tell a little bit about myself. I do Reiki healing, and I'm a medium and channeler. And when I do my therapy, then I'm guided intuitively what I have to do that comes up. So this is how it works. And for today, we have a guest. Her name is Sheila Picton. She does crystal healing, and she lives in the UK. And then we go to the part where Sean is going to introduce Sheila, but for the test run, she's not here. So you guys really have to wait till Monday to enjoy that. When we have our show on Monday, I'm going to ask you to preload the link for a meditation.
And I can just I was just going to mention what Sheila is going to speak about on Monday.
Oh, that's all right. Great.
And she's going to talk to us about how she uses crystals to balance the chakras. Because if the chakras are out of alignment, you can't channel the healing down for yourself from the universal source. And so she uses individual crystals. Normally, if she's working with a person on a one-to-one, she would douse using a pendulum to see which crystal would be the most appropriate to use for which chakra. But if she's doing a group session like she will be on Monday and sending the healing out to everyone, she will use the crystal which is the same color as the chakra itself. For example, the base chakra is red, and so she would use a garnet or a red crystal for that. So we'll hear all about that on Monday. I'm looking forward to that. She teaches crystal healing. She teaches Reiki and various other complementary therapies. And there are very few shops in Merseyside that sell crystals, but she has one just around the corner from me in Junction Lane, Sutton, St. Helens, which is very handy for me. Okay, Marika.
Okay, then. And before Sheila is going to start her session, we want to get our minds at ease and do a meditation together, of which I shall give you a link on Monday. But now for the test one, we're only going to listen to each other just to see how much time it's going to take for us. And it is nice to do meditation together. So, Alex, can you please play for us the meditation? I forget something. I'm sorry.
The sacred prayer.
I'm sorry. No, we don't have to. We do something else first. I ask here to preload.
Are you doing the candle ceremony first?
Yes. We're going to do that. And what I like to ask to the people in the chat room, all healers who are there, doesn't matter what kind of healing you can send, whenever the time comes in our show, you'll hear it, but you can feel free to send all your healing in whatever way you want. It's all going to work very good together. So then we now go over to Shana, who does the candle ceremony with us.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much. Okay, then. Did everyone get a candle? Has everyone in the chat room got a candle to light? And all the listeners, make sure you have a candle and make sure it's in a safe place, because we light the candle to signify that we are a healing circle of love and light. So I'm just lighting mine, because the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we manifest our goals. And our goal this evening, of course, are to send out healing and receive healing as well, because we all need healing until we've actually ascended, possibly even past that point. Okay, and also the light is for protection as well. Thank you.
And when all candles are healed, I like you to come and join us in the sacred prayer meditation.
Namaste.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Now we're going to invite the angelic realm to join us. Never feel afraid or unworthy to ask for help from the angels, because they were created specially to help mankind. And we have a divine right to healing and health and happiness while we're in this incarnation. So it's time to take back our divinity. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please be here this evening and bring your love and protection. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please would you join us and bring love and upliftment. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring your wisdom and love. Thank you. And the Archangel Raphael of the West, would you please bring love and healing. Thank you. We are now in the presence of the angelic realm. And it's time to synchronize our breathing, because it's in the breath that we connect with our Creator, because He gave us our first breath. Now Marika is going to say our group mantra.
I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from her heart to gather into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat for all humanity. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us, flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now write it down. Now you can add any name you like from any person, animal or plant you want. We even write down the name of Mother Earth. I'll give you a little bit of time to write all names down. We write down the names of the people in the Healing Fountain Healing List as well. And now that that is done, we see the Book of Healing backs down. She has stopped in the center of the earth. the place where all hearts are focused on. While we keep our focus on that space, and while we keep feeling the flow of energy, we continue on to Sheila for her crystal healing.
Thank you. Well, Sheila's not here this evening, but she'll be here on Monday. But she's going to open the chakras, and she's going to ask you to just sit and relax. Make sure your feet are comfortably to the floor, to ground and secure to Mother Earth. Your back is resting on the back of your chair. Your head is resting comfortably on your shoulders. And you see a huge ball of golden white light settling on the top of your head. And you'll see the light coming down over your face, relaxing all the muscles in your face. Coming down over your neck and shoulders, relaxing all those muscles. Focusing on our breathing, synchronizing the breathing. And as you're breathing in the love and light and healing. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out all the anger, frustration of the day. And the light is traveling down your chest, bringing healing, enlightenment, and upliftment to every cell of your body. It's traveling down into your abdomen, and down over your thighs, into your legs, down your calves, into the feet, and out through the feet chakras, right down into the heart of Gaia, right into the heart of Mother Earth. And down in the heart of Mother Earth, you see a beautiful blue-white crystal. You wrap your roots around the crystal, and bring the blue-white light back up the legs, back into the base chakra with the golden white light. You see the base chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. It's spinning round to the right for positivity, and you see the beautiful color red because it's the seat of all creation. And you bring the light and the red light from that chakra up to the navel chakra where you see the color orange. And you see that chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. And you bring the light and the color orange and red up to the solar plexus where you see the color yellow. You see the solar plexus chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. You bring all the colors up to the heart chakra, where you see the colors green with a tiny bit of pink. And you see the heart chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. Then you bring all the colors up to the throat chakra, where you see the color blue. The color blue for communication, and where we speak our truth. And you see the throat chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. But then we go up to the third eye, where you see the color magenta. And you see the third eye chakra spinning and resonating and channeling. You see all the colors coming up right to the crown chakra, where you see the color white. You see the crown chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. From there, we go to the golden chakra, which is just above the head. And you see the gold chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. And from there, up to the silver chakra, which connects us with all that is. That is the portal to other dimensions and other worlds. To the central sun, where the beautiful healing comes from. and you imagine that you're a pillar of white light, and you see the white light coming from the central sun, right down your whole body, all through your chakras, right down into the heart of Gaia, channeling the love, light, and healing right down through the body into the heart of our Mother Earth. And you bring the light back up again to your solar plexus and your heart chakra. And you send the love, light, and healing out to all mankind. We visualize the love, light, and healing going out to all mankind, to Mother Earth, to the nature plane, and the animals and plants and rocks.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And now it's very important that we close the chakras so that they're not open all the time. And it's very easy to do that. Just go to the top of your head and imagine that's a door. Closing that door, you go down to the third eye, closing that door, down to the throat chakra, closing that door, down to the heart chakra, closing that door, down to the solar plexus, closing that door, down to the navel, closing that door, closing the door of the base chakra, and closing the chakra of the feet. But knowing that you can open them again anytime you wish. Ground yourself and secure yourself to Mother Earth. It's very important that we do that. We are all, after all, here to live a human physical life. And it's very important that we get balance in everything that we do. Thank you. Don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground yourselves. And as with any complementary therapy, toxins are released. And so that's why you drink loads of water as well. And if you have a shower, make sure you throw the towel straight in the wash. And we may just have time for another song when we've thanked everyone. So we want to thank you, Marika, for your beautiful mantra and everything that you've done, and especially Alex. Thank you, Alex, and all the wonderful healers in the chat room. We'd like to thank also the angelic realm for joining us. It's really, we're so honored to have the assistance of the angelic realm, and we hope that when anyone listens to the archives, that they'll be present with the people in the archives as well. Don't forget, anytime you need the assistance of any angels, all you have to do is ask, and it shall be given. And thank you, Alex and Marika, and thank you for all the great healers in the chat room for working
with us. Well, thank you. Yes, I'd like to say thank you very much, and when anyone want to call in, they can feel free to do so, to give us some feedback. And I think
do you want me to play the Dante's Prayer?
Yes, we can play the Dante's Prayer. Yes.
Okay.
That would be lovely. And also, you can type in any questions in the chat room if you like. If anyone has any questions to ask. Thank you, Violet. Can we giggle now?
Yes, we can. Yes. We can. It went well, yeah. Thank you so much for helping us out, guys. Well, we can play the song?
Yes, we may be finishing a little bit early. Because Sheila wasn't here, and so we didn't have as long a therapy as Sheila will probably be doing.
Yeah, well, we're at the 16-minute mark left, and you know, on the thing you sent me, it says play that prayer.
Yes, we can
do that now.
Well, we'll just see if there's any questions from the chat room first.
Okay.
Because we'll play out with that song.
Yes. That's good. They don't have questions. It all went well.
Nobody has any questions.
Anyone?
I hope you're all chilled out and I hope you've all enjoyed it. Could you put your hearts up, please, if you've enjoyed it? not a heart yet. I think they've all gone to sleep, Marika.
there's a seven second delay between your voice and then them hearing it.
Oh, is there? All right. Okay, mind you, it's got to go a long way around the world, hasn't it?
It's really awesome, this one. And I really, we can talk about what was our experience during the healing session, Chana. Did you experience something? Because I saw the rainbow colors all around.
Oh,
and it was, I felt such a really wonderful, loving, healing energy going around. My whole place where I sit was filled with that. And I know for sure that the guys in the chat room received it. So I was wondering what you guys' experience was.
Yes, I felt like the angelic realm really were present with us, because whenever you ask for them to assist you, they are there. There's so much magic in the world, and it's that we need to focus on. Not all the negative things that are going around and about. Because we could so easily get depressed. And there is good and bad, and there's positive and negative. And if we didn't have the negative, we wouldn't appreciate the positive, because we wouldn't know the difference. So we have to have it. But I always try to focus only on the light and only on the good things in life. And we've got so many blessings to be grateful for. You know, and especially when we look at people at the other side of the world who are starving.
Yes.
You know, we are so, so lucky. And if we just have a heart full of gratitude for everything that we have, I think it really helps us to get on in this world.
Yes. And we can.
And you do the same job I do, don't you, Marique? You work with people with learning disability.
Yes,
do you?
We do the same. Yes, we do the same job.
Yeah.
Yes, we do the same job, and in the same two jobs, we do the same two jobs. The name is Therapeutic Channeler. Yes, I was searching for what kind of short name shall I give myself to introduce myself. But it's actually the same, you know.
Well, I was hoping that you wouldn't hear the disco that I've got going on in the garage at the bottom of my garden. We've got 50 people from MenCap here tonight. That's a mentally handicapped group that's local. And they're down in our garage at the bottom of the garden having a disco. So I was hoping that the windows wouldn't be rattling with the pumping bass sound. And I was hoping that you wouldn't be able to hear it when we were doing the meditation. Could you hear it?
No. No, we couldn't hear it.
No.
We couldn't hear it, no.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Heart and Art has got a comment. No need to ask for challenges. They come by themselves. They do.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that we enjoy what we can and endure what we must.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so that's the main thing. Because I think we are here to really enjoy our journey and live life with joy. Every time I say that, I want to say, whoever she is, but please come in, Joy, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Oh, Violet likes saying we had a clear signal. When she says I'm multitasking, well, that's what women do, isn't it, Violet Light? All women do it. Cook the tea while you're watching the kids and back in the front room, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we'll have some music now from Alex, because I think we've got the most beautiful song to play us out with, and it's Dante's Prayer by Lorena McKennitt.
Yes.
And thank you, Alex.
Alex, did you feel something? Did you experience something? What was your experience during the healing session? What was your experience?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Yes,
great.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and play that track now, okay?
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
hearts were overgrown. When the breeze of pride say there is no other way, I tilled the furrows of stone. I did not believe because I could not see, though you came to me in the night. When the dawn seemed forever lost, you showed me your love in the light of the stars. Cast your eyes on the ocean, cast your soul to the sea, where my dark nights seem endless. Please remember me. When the mountain walls before me are a deep well of fountain of forgiveness beyond the ice and the fire. Cast your eyes on the ocean, cast your soul to the sea, where my dark nights seem endless. Please remember. Dark nights in Shanghai. Please remember.